The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Christians, when you subscribe to the free Voice of the Martyrs magazine at vomradio.net.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks. Hello. Good recommendation to you. Our dear friends at Passport Auto Group Stores would love to see you one way or another, so to speak, virtually, otherwise. But as you heard, they are ready to serve you now. Would you do it? Would you do it? Last Saturday, a family in Caroline County, Virginia, thought they'd hit a bag of trash on the highway. And they stopped as good citizens to clear it off the road. When they did, they found another bag in a nearby ditch, so they tossed both bags into the back of their pickup truck. And apparently, as I say, just being good citizens, you know, getting the litter off the road. Quite surprised when they got home and realized the bags actually contained nearly $1 million in cash. Yes, 1 million big ones. And after turning the money into the Caroline County Sheriff's Department, Emily Shantz told WTVR News, hey, we're just doing the right thing. It didn't belong to us. Well, the sad thing is that shocks a lot of people that kind of integrity would show up. On the other hand, I do have to say, even the most principled among people, $1 million would be pretty hard to hide. You got me? You know, and you can be sure that within hours or days, there would be a heavy-duty search party out through Caroline County to find out what happened to the $1 million. But these people did the right thing, and I suspect if it had been $1,000, they'd probably have done the exact same. They simply said, look, we did the right thing. Didn't belong to us. So what happened to the money? Well, the last we know of the story, it was delivered to a local post office, and the kicker line was to ensure that it got where it was supposed to be. Well, we hope that's the case. Now, no aspersions cast upon our postal workers and do an incredible job, but stuff has been known to get lost in the mail, right? I have a friend who has some tenants and property, and he told me that here with all of this COVID-19, he had, I think he said, 15 tenants whose checks were all late or didn't arrive because of, well, the current situation. Now, that was a couple of months ago, that story, so it may have been rectified by now. Anyway, hats off to Emily, what was her name again? Emily Shantz and her family from Caroline County. Hey, coming up this hour, Dr. Tom Rainer, a very, very familiar name to many folks in the evangelical world, especially president and CEO of Church Answers, also executive director of Revitalized Network and a prolific author, is going to be joining me just a few minutes from now to talk about 5 likely consequences of the pandemic that most church leaders do not expect. So we'll talk with Dr. Rainer about that. Next hour, Dr. Merrill Matthews, resident scholar with the Institute for Policy Innovation, will join me to talk about 2 important columns he recently has written. One, did social justice efforts kill thousands of New York senior citizens? And another column he wrote, will government mandate COVID-19 vaccinations? Did you realize that's in the offing of possibilities, that there may come the point that government says everybody has to be vaccinated if a vaccination or a vaccine becomes available? We'll talk about those things with Merrill Matthews as well. Now, I love it when we can give you good news on the progress we're making in our campaign with American Leprosy Mission, folks. You've been incredible, as you always are. And by the way, a hats off and a major kudos once again to our friends at Passport Auto Group, for they very generously have, even in the midst of this downturn of business and everything else, have stood by these campaigns this month again with an $8,000 matching fund grant, which, of course, has been quickly matched and part of the total. But our goal, as we've been telling you, is to be able to provide 1,000 children with a cure for leprosy. And you have been really responding most generously. As start of show today, you have now provided for 933 of those dear children, and that leaves us a goal to go of just 67 more. Wow. And what that means is if seven of you listening right now could give a one-time gift of $300 for 10 children each, that would put us up and just a little bit over goal. 14 of you who could do half of that, 14 folks listening right now who could give a one-time gift of $150 for five children, will get us there as well. 22 people giving $90 for three children, 34 who'd give, say, $60 for two of these kids, or obviously 67 of you who'd say, look, I can't do those larger numbers. I could give $30 one time. That will get us where we need to be. And that's how we've always done it. I mean, we've had gifts in this campaign ranging, and I'm serious, ranging from $10 clear up to $3,000 one-time gift, and a couple of others nearly that large as well, and everything in between. So that's what I love. I've said it often through the years. I love that I believe our Lord intentionally has created an interdependence upon all of us as human beings so that none of us can do the job all by ourselves, especially in the faith community. We are intentionally made dependent on each other so that, well, Paul put it in other words, the one of God's great concerns is that no flesh should glory in his presence. So when we accomplish something like this, a cure for 1,000 children from the disease of leprosy, none of us can say, well, look what I did. We all have to say we did it together. And that's why your $10 gift, your $5 gift, your $50 gift, whatever you can give is critical. It really is. There's no such thing as too small a gift when we give to the work of the Lord. So I often say, pick a number, $30 for one child, $60 for two, $90 for three, $120 for four, $150 cures five kids, $300 cures 10, and so forth. So whatever you can do as we move on to some other things, we ask you to make a note of this number, make a note of that $30 figure, and make the call, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's all it's going to take. 800-979-1980, whether it's for one child, three, ten, whatever. And it's okay. It really is okay if we go over goal. I'm sure American Leprosy Mission will be thrilled. And I know Scott Wilder will be thrilled. So let's do it. What do you say? 800-979-1980 or online at WAVA.com. Just enter the keyword HEAL or click on the American Leprosy Mission banner. We'll be right back with Dr. Tom Rainer. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com today.
Hello, this is Andrew Altman, founder of Best Buy Waterproofing. There's been a lot of rain here in the Maryland, Virginia area over the past 2 months, and there's more rain in the forecast. If you have issues in your home with basement moisture, mold and mildew, a crack in your wall, and water leaking into your home, I have a solution for you. My company, Best Buy Waterproofing, can fix your issue forever. We will give you a dry basement and get rid of the mold and mildew, moisture, and any issues related to water around the foundation of your home. Our work comes with a lifetime guarantee, and we are highly rated with the Better Business Bureau. Also know, during this unusual time, my team is fully functional and able to serve you with the highest level of safety for you and your family. Many hundreds of families have been served by Best Buy Waterproofing here in the Maryland and Virginia area. Let us help you too. Go to BestBuyWaterproofing.com or call us directly 24 hours a day, 844-980-3707.
Don Crow Show on WAVA, as pastors and church leaders all across the nation continue to wrestle with not only the current challenges of the effects of COVID-19 that have pretty much curtailed, if not totally eliminated, any sort of church gatherings or activities as such, and while most still are giving serious thought and deliberation as to when to even try to start to reopen and reactivate their sanctuaries, their facilities for ministry, my guest this hour suggests that there are 5 consequences of the pandemic that most churches do not expect. We're going to talk about it with Dr. Tom Rayner. He's president and CEO of Church Answers, also the executive director of Revitalized Network. He has pastoral experience. He's pastored 4 churches, former president of Rayner Group Consulting, served for 12 years as dean of Southern Seminary and 13 years as president and CEO of Lifeway Christian Resources, the author of a number of books as well. Dr. Rayner, it's an honor to welcome you to the show.
Great to be here. Thank you, sir.
I got to tell you, probably some years ago now, I think we may have chatted about your book, The Unchurched Next Door, which is having a great impact even now on our own church that I pastor here in this area. I'm sure very helpful as well to others. I just want to thank you for that kind of work and others that you've given the body of Christ through the years.
You are very kind, sir. That was actually one of my favorite books, and for you to mention it even after all these years is an honor to hear.
Well, we're using it right now. In fact, before the pandemic, we were doing a plenary session on a regular basis once a month with all of our Bible classes, and that's part of our textbook that we've been using. So I just want you to know your labors have not been in vain.
Thank you.
Now, in this column, I referenced five likely consequences of the pandemic that most church leaders do not expect. By the way, folks, you can read the column at tomrainer.com. You say there have been volumes written about the church in the post-pandemic era. You've also been looking below the surface to see what might transpire that we may not see coming. So there are five of them, I think, in your list. Let's walk through those, if you would. Help us understand what you're saying.
Sure. Well, the first of these is that most churches will begin to have a digital worship service in their pocket. The euphemism I'm saying is they will have one ready at all times. They've gotten accustomed to doing streaming services. So now if there's inclement weather, if there's some kind of disaster, those unusual cases when a church in a normal time, if you will, has to say it's just not a good time for our people to come, they will then say, but by the way, folks, we do have a digital service. It's ready to go. You watch that, and you'll be going to church digitally, just like you did during the pandemic. So if there's any one thing that these leaders are learning, it is the pervasive and popular use of digital media, not to replace the in-person gathering, but simply to have a backup. And one thing I love to do, I'm not the brightest bulb in the chandelier, but I love to listen to pastors. And through my organization, Church Answers, we're listening to them all the time. And they said, hey, Tom, that's one thing that we're really going to do. We're just going to have one. We'll record it. And if we ever need it, it'll be there. They may need to update it from time to time, but it will be there for them.
Now, what about churches that are now doing this, and some have been doing it all along, others are going to add it and make it a permanent part of their live feature as well. Is that something that you're seeing happen, and would that have a positive effect as well for folks who are shut in and maybe can't really get to church to begin with?
It will. There's the concern that is out there that people will replace the in-person service with the digital service. But I think the pluses are going to be more than the minuses, because there are a number of people who simply cannot attend. And just to think of the gospel presence that can be in our communities and even beyond with the digital service, I don't necessarily think it is a bad thing. I think it is a way to get people moving toward an in-person service if they're able to physically attend. So I see it as a strategic opportunity that God through His Spirit has given us. And I think churches should see it that way. And just like the Roman road was a path that the gospel traveled in the first century, the internet is now increasingly becoming a path that the gospel must travel as well.
You also talk about worship wars, and you say they will decrease significantly. Define worship wars and why you see them on the decline after all of this.
Well, my guess is, of the many listeners that you have done, most of them have experienced at least disagreement on worship style. Mm. And it's usually the age-old, contemporary, traditional, blended, whatever the label may be of the day. And what has happened during the pandemic is people have looked on Facebook or YouTube, and they're seeing different types of worship services with different types of worship styles. And they're realizing, you know, not all of these are heretical. Some of them are really good. And because, right, like the person going on a global mission trip, they're seeing things that they have not seen before, and that likely will help them to be more receptive, at least not have the antagonistic attitude that many have had in the past.
Now, as a person myself, and I know many pastors and others listening do the same, I read a lot of your work, not as much as I would like to have time for, but I always love that you call for feedback on whatever column you may write. What are you hearing from pastors, Dr. Rainer, on this issue of the pandemic, and any surprises from them, any real concerns that have come to you that we all could learn from, I guess?
Initially, Don, the big concern at the onset were the finances. Not that they were the ultimate, but that was the immediate concern. If we're not taking up an offering, how can we make certain that we're funding the ministries that God has provided us? And indeed, in our early surveys of pastors, we had 15% of them that said they thought their church was going to close for financial reasons. Now, several weeks later, only 3% are saying that their churches are going to close because they've learned more about digital giving. They've learned that their church members are creative and can find ways to give, whether it's digital or just mailing in a check. And so there has been a dramatic shift, really, in the attitude about giving and gifts. And then came the second issue. How can we get the worship service out? The church has adapted. They came through with the streaming services in many ways. Now the concern that we're hearing more than anything is how do we regather appropriately? And that has geographical context to it, and that has implications about where you are. Virginia may be different than Texas, and Texas would be different than Maryland, and so on like that. But there's still concerns about how do we unpack, how do we unfold this regathering and do it in a way that is not only right for the kingdom, but it's something that will be safe for the people.
Well, on that latter note, I know your number three is having to do with the facilities themselves. And, of course, the government's giving us certain mandates or at least recommendations, and some of them are mandates. And my executive assistant pulled one of your columns recently where you talk about some of the things that are going to have to be done physically to the buildings and our conduct in the building when we first come back. Talk about that.
I gave one example, and it was just one of many. I talked about automated doors and simply the fact that fewer and fewer people want to touch things that others have touched. There has been a recent CDC interpretation that may indicate it's not quite as bad as we once thought it was, so the implications there could change. But there are just a number of things, like how do we do Lord's Supper? Depending upon how you distribute, how often you distribute the bread, the wine, the juice, you know, how are we going to do that in the future? How are we going to take up the offering? What are we going to do with the kids? Do we segregate them as we have done in the past, or are we going to bring them into the main worship service for a season? The latter seems the likelihood. There's so many of these, I don't want to call them small questions in the sense that they're unimportant, but maybe unanticipated issues that will arise as we begin to regather. I have talked to pastors in a few states, and Texas would be the most notable, who have just started regathering, and they have indicated that these are issues that they're facing right away with their first or second service.
Again, folks, we're talking with Tom Rayner, and you can check out his work, much more than we have time for here, at his website, thomrayner.com. You've also talked about number five, the newest financial metric will be the percentage of digital and scheduled giving to total giving. Elaborate on that point and what you're saying there.
Well, they're metrics that we follow in church life, mm-hmm. and the more common ones are attendance and financial giving. As a matter of fact, if you look into a bulletin or a worship folder of most churches, those will be the more likely metrics that you'll see. How much did we give this last week or year to date compared to budget? And then what was the attendance, whether it's worship attendance or some type of group Sunday school attendance as well? Well, during the pandemic, we began to hear things like pastors saying, okay, what's a good percentage of having your people that are giving digitally compared to the total giving? Well, we didn't know a good percentage, so we started gathering the data. And we found out that at the onset of this, the digital giving was in rough numbers between 30 and 40%. But by the time two months had transpired, which has been most of the pandemic, the digital giving as a percent of the total giving had gone to between 70 and 80%. It was dramatic. And again, will that remain once we regather, once we go back to the in-person services? I don't think it will stay that high, but I don't think it'll go back down to its lower level. So there will be more dependable giving patterns. There will be people who are not quite as fearful of the digital world to give. And pastors and other leaders will continue to use that metric. And now one of the common questions that we hear asked is, how much of your giving is coming through digital or planned giving, like a draft of a checking account? So never expect to hear discussions like this, Don, but we're hearing them quite frequently now.
Final question, for time's sake, what would you say to pastors and church leaders and church members right now listening as to when's the best time to reopen? Now, that's a kind of a general question, but what are some of the dynamics that need to be taken into account when a church is considering reopening, in your view?
There's so many that you can, but here's one that I would just leave with church leaders. as much as possible, try to be in line with the other churches in the community. It does not mean you have to follow lockstep. It does not mean you agree with them totally. But it means try to find out what they're doing. If you get too far ahead of other churches, you may be perceived to be risky. If you lag behind, you may be perceived to be out of touch. So talk to those other pastors. Ask them what they're doing. And as closely as possible, try to regather together so it's done as a community rather than one church after another. And, of course, there are all kind of underlying questions that that then proposes. But that would be one of the major things that I've been telling pastors and other church leaders.
It's an honor to talk with you. Thank you. I hope we can do it again.
Always my joy, Don. Thank you for having me.
Again, Dr. Tom Rayner. And his website is the place you want to go to get information on what we've been talking about, thomtomrayner.com.
Most of us wanted to say Jesus three times, get saved, click our heels, and all our problems go away. But that's not the way it is in Scripture. Evening comes before morning. Darkness comes before the sunrise. And the challenge is, we didn't just meet the God of, three or four scriptures and some Christianity born in some strange place. We've begun to worship the God of the Bible. And when you worship the God of the book, things go according to the book. In this book, darkness is an indication that morning's on the way. When you look at the book, you know that darkness was over the face of the earth. Then God said, let there be light. It started with darkness. So darkness is not an indication that God has failed you, forsaken you, that God doesn't love you or care for you. It's an indication that you're part of God's process. And if you hang in there, sunrise will come right on time.
This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs. Right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
Business owners and managers can get a free open for business listing at WAVA.com. Click on Shop Local.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
We'll have cloudy skies for tonight with periods of rain late tonight, the low 60. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Tomorrow's high 72. Low clouds tomorrow night with a low of 63. Saturday cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 81. Sunday clouds and breaks of sun, the high 72. Memorial Day Monday, times of sun and clouds. It'll be pleasant with a high of 75. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Hey folks, we're getting very close to wrapping up our campaign with American Leprosy Missions, just 67 more children to go, and we will have reached our goal of 1,000 children to receive the cure for leprosy. So if you can help us right now, next few minutes, we're going to be focusing on that at 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. $30 cures a child of leprosy. Online, WAVA.com.
The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Missions.
I have struggled my whole life. Everyone hates me and discriminates against me. They won't let me touch anything. I can't use the water pump. I can't touch the food utensils. And I am living in this cave beside the animals. It is a very bad situation for me, but I don't have any other options.
I don't have any other options. That's it. Talk about a fate that is irreversible unless somebody steps in. As we've said so often through this whole campaign up until this moment, Scott, we're all anxiously looking for an end to what we're going through as a nation right now. But we know, as you've said, it's going to end. We don't know when. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly how. But we do know it's not permanent. This woman has no hope. There's no recourse for her. There's no, well, maybe next month it'll be better.
No, that's exactly right. And it's funny when I hear them say those things that I've heard in person again and again and again. It takes me back far and far away from geographically from where we are. And in other ways, far from where we are also, because we don't think like that. We don't think it's even possible. You hear leprosy and you think it's a biblical thing from, you know, biblical days. And what I think the main phrase we hear again and again when you say leprosy still exists is you hear, I thought that was eradicated years ago. No, it's not eradicated. Leprosy still exists. Fortunately, we're past phase one on the human trial, the clinical trials on a vaccine. Everybody talking vaccines these days, vaccine for leprosy. But there is a cure for leprosy. So while we can't prevent leprosy yet, we can cure it wherever we find someone with leprosy. And it's cheap. $30 provides a cure for one, $90 for three, $300 for 10. $750 for 25. How many will you provide the cure for today? You've been hearing about it and thinking about it and talking about it and maybe praying about it. But at some point, you know, doesn't it really have to become real? You know, I've talked about being a Facebook friend or a real friend. Now, let me preface this story by just telling you, this girl was just a friend, was always only just a friend. So lest you think there was some nefarious thoughts on my part. Not so. It's Friday night. I'm a sophomore or junior in college, and I'm in my apartment alone on a Friday night. My phone rings. It's raining outside. My phone rings. It's a girl I grew up with that I've known since she was a little girl named Stacy. And Stacy is crying. And she says, I had a flat tire. And she told me where she was. She said, I walked to the convenience store. And I don't know what to do. And I said, okay, just first of all, it's really that's the saddest part of the story. The saddest part of the story is I was home on a Friday night alone while I was in college. But I digress. But Stacy said, I don't know what to do. I said, okay, stay where there are a lot of people. Don't worry about it. I'm going to come get your keys, and I'm going to go up to the freeway, and I'm going to take care of it. So I went over there, and I got her keys, and I said, stay right here. I told the clerk there, I said, listen, she's going to be fine here. Don't worry. And is she good? Yeah, she's good. So I went up there, changed her tire, went back down in my car, picked her up, took her back to get in her car. She drove away. That was that. I say all that not to say, look at what a good guy I am, but because, you know what? That was a real friend. That wasn't a Facebook friend. That is what real friends do. And we are giving you that chance today to be a real friend, to say, to not just change your avatar, you know, or change your the splash picture or whatever it's called on your thing. That's not enough. We want you to be a real friend and to come to their rescue. And so I hope you'll pray about it. And I hope you'll pray about how much to do. It's so easy to do. It's ours to do. $300 provides a cure to 10. $600 provides a cure to 20. It is the way to be Jesus with skin on today, to be a conduit through which God's blessings flow. They don't flow just to us, and we sort of pool them just for ourselves, but they flow through us because we know that if we will, God will continue to send blessings to us if we will allow those blessings to flow through us. I really believe that. I have witnessed that. I know it to be true. I know that if God will continue to send blessings to us, if we will allow those blessings to flow through us. So call right now, toll free, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, and click on the banner. If you'd rather do it that way, just click on the banner, really easy, at wava.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Hey, it's Ryan, and luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve WAVA listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks lost ground today following another big weekly drop in first-time jobless claims and a substantial decline in monthly home resales. The Dow Jones Industrials eased 101 points. The S&P 500 fell 23. And the NASDAQ Composite lost 90. As the coronavirus pandemic devastated much of the U.S. economy, sales of previously owned homes plunged in April. The National Association of Realtors says the 17.8% slide in existing home sales was the largest monthly decline since July of 2010. The pandemic not only put many Americans out of work, it also spurred stay-at-home orders that prevented real estate agents from showing homes in person in several states. Millions of people are behind on their credit card and auto loan payments, the latest sign of the pandemic's financial devastation. Lenders in April had nearly 15 million credit cards in financial hardship programs, such as deferral programs that let borrowers temporarily stop making payments. That's according to estimates by credit card reporting firm TransUnion. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, it's Chuck with A-Action. This is a message of faith and hope. I've had my share of challenges. There were times I didn't know if I'd make it. I recall Matthew 6, where Jesus told his disciples, "And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? So don't worry about tomorrow, for God has his plan for all of us." Be thankful, fellow Christians, for we live in the greatest God-favored country there has ever been. Through God, I trust, will not only prevail, but thrive.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When a health crisis strikes, it can be a crazy time for parents. But in the middle of your busyness, it's easy to forget to take care of yourself. Our lives can be like pressure cookers, and we can only handle so much stress. Sooner or later, we need to slow down, make time for a good book, a bubble bath, or find another way to just be still. Explore new ways to refresh your mind, body, and soul. And together, We'll get through this.
I am very depressed and I don't want to live. If I could die, that would be the best thing for me.
Can you imagine living with that kind of bleak outlook? And understandable. I mean, this is not a disease that comes for a few months and then is, you know, take a few pills and it goes away, Scott. This is with you for the rest of your life unless somebody intervenes. And that's what our listeners are doing right now.
It is. I mean, when you provide the cure for leprosy, well, first of all, we can arrest leprosy, stop leprosy at the moment we find it. So maybe it's done some damage, but not much damage. Then it can stop right there. If it's done almost no damage at all, but it's part of their blood work, you know, like if you have this COVID-19 right now, but you didn't know, if you do a test and you found out you had it, then you could cure it right then. That's what we're talking about. So there are some people that it may take years before they present in a way that would be obvious to the casual observer. But for those who know what they're looking for, we certainly can find that you have the certain signals that a person has leprosy. And when we find that through going from village to village to village, we simply make sure that they're tested. If they have leprosy, the cure for leprosy is administered. It is either a six-month multi-drug treatment or a one-year multi-drug treatment. And today, you can provide that. Amazingly, $30 delivers the cure to one child. $90 delivers the cure to three. $300 delivers the cure to 10. And we have a big mountain to climb this half hour. Our goal this half hour was $2,250. Now, that is providing the cure to 75 children in one half hour. So we're shy of that. I mean, we're 1,700 and... let's see, I'm not really good. My math is not so great. $1,775 away. We're $1,775 away from providing the cure. And so we're waiting on your phone call right now. Toll free, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980.
When did you first actually see and experience firsthand on the scene, so to speak, or on the field, what we're talking about in the abstract here for those who've never been to these countries? Of all the traveling I've done, I've not run into this particular disease, but you have.
Yeah, I would have to ask Lauren, but I think it was probably 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7, in Ghana. And that's the first place I saw leprosy. I couldn't believe it. It was one of those things where, you know, if you see something, you don't know whether to look away, but you don't want somebody to feel bad, so you don't look away, but you look. But you don't want to have a look on your face like I'm looking, but I'm trying to act like I'm not wanting to look away. It was such a shock to see someone suffering from something that that you thought was gone, long gone from human existence. To meet girls who, even teenage girls, who their fingers have been gnarled. They have a claw-like appearance in their fingers. That they cry because they're made fun of at school. They're made fun of with other children because they have leprosy. They're forced to live away from their family. They can't live with the family. They can't live in the village. I mean, it's just, and think about that. That happens to somebody and they're 16 years old.
Yeah.
For the rest of their life, they will have to be alone like that. And so, you know, today you can come alongside and really be a hero just by reaching out and saying, I'll do something. And again, maybe you've always given, and for whatever reason, with all this stuff going on, you literally cannot give this year. That's okay. I would ask that you pray real hard that someone else will come along and pick up what you did the last couple of years and maybe do their own for the first time. Maybe they've never given before. This is an opportunity for somebody else. You know, we don't always have to be the ones that do everything. But, you know, the work still needs to be done. So if you've never done it before, this is a great opportunity. Because the need, although the need is always great, at a time when there are some people here that can't participate, the need is even greater. You're even a bigger hero when you can come alongside right now and say, I want to be a part of it. So don't put it off. Really, don't miss the blessing. We're blessed to bless. And if you don't do it, you're going to miss the blessing. And I hope you don't miss the blessing. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. 877-979-1980 or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
I know many of you live by the Word of God. That's your goal, to live according to the Word of God. You take seriously what Scripture says. And if you're like me, you even take even more seriously the words that came out of our own Lord's mouth and lips. In other words, Paul said all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. God breathed and is profitable, et cetera, et cetera. But when I stop and think about what Jesus said, for example, about giving, I say that to lead to this brief quote. He said to the effect, there's no one who gives a cup of cold water in the name of a prophet without receiving his reward, or he puts it in the positive. Verily, verily, truly, truly, as honestly as I can say it to you, he's saying, he shall receive his reward. A cup of cold water in the name of a prophet, it will receive it. In other words, God looks at what we can do and not what we can't. And then he judges accordingly. He rewards accordingly. And I'm thinking of the widow's mite. We all know that story very well. She couldn't give more than a half a cent, but the difference was she gave all that she had. And Jesus said she's given, with that little gift, she's given more than all the wealthy who stood there pouring their money in out of their money bags with great ostentation, great display. And as a matter of fact, he said in other places, when they give that way, they've gotten their reward. But here we are 2,000 years later talking about that unnamed woman who gave what we call the widow's mite. God, in other words, pays attention to what we do with what we have, not what we don't have. And that's why we're encouraging you. If you can only give, we might say, Don, I can't even give $30. Maybe you can give $10 a month for the next 12 months. You know what that is? That's what? $120.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's four kids right
it
there.
Is. Sure
that's
is.
Four children yeah. with $10 a month. So we have to go to this break, but a perfect time for you to go to the phone, make your investment, your cup of cold water, if you will, whether that's $10 a month for 12 months or $20 or $30 a month for 12 months, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, online. Our website's all set up, WAVA.com. Click on the American Leprosy Missions banner or just enter the keyword HEAL.
Did you know that according to the federal government, having as little as $20,000 in revolving monthly bills meets the definition of excessive debt? And the latest numbers indicate as many as 4 out of 5 Americans fall into this category. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if these numbers are accurate, then 80% of the people listening to my voice right now should listen very carefully. With a massive rise of equity in homes across the country, now totaling $5.7 trillion, your home can be used to pay down that debt or eliminate PMI, which may save you hundreds of dollars every single month. Let us help you wipe out that excessive debt with just a phone call. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Our number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
Folks, I've been encouraging you to make sure you see the number one box office documentary of 2019 called No Safe Spaces. And if you're concerned about what's happening on our college and university campuses all across the country these days, as our First Amendment right to free speech is under attack as never before, then it's a film you need to see now. No Safe Spaces, a very sobering reminder that no matter who you are, if you think or say anything that the radical left doesn't like, I mean on social media, at work, or even in your place of worship, they're apt to come and try to shut you down. Now, the film features Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla, also several others from both the right and the left, who agree on at least this point, America really has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and share ideas. Get your copy now, nosafespaces.com, but be sure you use the discount code SAVE25 to save 25% on the cost of the film. That's No Safe Spaces, discount code SAVE25.
From nurses to truck drivers, doctors to grocery clerks, the front lines in today's crisis are filled with brave actions every day. and you can do your part by completing the 2020 census. This simple effort online, by phone, or by mail will help impact the next 10 years of healthcare, schools, and roads. All of our first responders need your response. So go to 2020census.gov today. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Life-changing talk radio. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tom, heard here on WAVA on Saturdays and Sundays on Discover Hope Today. During uncertain and precarious times, we all need hope. 1 Peter 1:13 urges us, "Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Yes, life is filled with disappointment and danger. The spread of this deadly virus is just another, albeit extreme, example. If the media and recent events have unsettled you, fix all your hope on that future day when Christ is revealed in glory. Our hope in Jesus is strong and sure. Hebrews 6:19 tells us this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast. Our hope is not wishful thinking, but guaranteed by God. His future grace is what we anticipate. We hope for a bunch of undeserved blessings when He comes in glory. Fix your mind and your hope right there.
Don't miss Developing Dynamic Disciples with John Jenkins, Saturday mornings at 10:30, right here on WAVA.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing. And Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
No one wants to buy their goods.
They're pulled away from everything that makes them human and dignified.
In many cases, the health workers are unable to be able to help them. If we don't help them, no one else would help them.
That's it, Scott. We are the really the only hope that many of them have.
No, it's true. I think if we don't help them, who will help them? I mean, the world's not going to do it. There's not going to be this. I know the world is a real, you know, surreal churchy thing to say, but it's true. I mean, the folks of the world, the glitterati, are never going to do a telethon for those that are suffering from leprosy. It's not going to happen, ever. And so if we don't do it, it's not going to be done. I like to say it's an inside job. You know, this is ours to do. Mm. It's an inside job. If we don't do it, it's not going to be done. And so this is a time to step up and to say, I'm going to be a part of it today. I'm not going to think about it too much. I'm not going to suffer the paralysis of analysis. I'm going to just do it. The Lord has blessed me, and I know He's blessed me so that I might bless others. The blessings are intended to flow through me, not to me. And I want to be faithful to that. That's the only way I can be Jesus with skin on, is if I will make love a verb today. And I will deliver not just the cure for leprosy, but the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is so much more important than even curing such a dreaded disease. But today, leprosy exists. There is a cure for leprosy, and it's completely within our reach to be able to deliver that cure. $90 cures 3 of leprosy. $600 cures 20. $900 cures 30. $300 cures 10. Just call the number now, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Or just click on the banner when you go to WAVA.com.
Let's do it together, folks. Let's save as many children's lives as we possibly can. making a difference one child at a time, five children at a time. As we've said, if you want to do it over 12 months, a $10 a month gift will be $120, curing four. You can do the math. Some of you perhaps say, I'd love to do 1,000 kids. I can't. How about one a month for 12 months? 800-979-1980. Thank you for doing something right now. WAVA.com. Enter the keyword HEAL.
AActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changes.